Think about this.
Our brains change.
Memory is an amazing.
What you think is in
our
there
brains
is
aren't
really
finished. They're not fully cooked yet.
You go with your heart. You don't have any idea why
we're so smart.
Most of the things that we're doing. But here's the deal. One of the things about getting advice is that as you look around the world, you should seek out mentorship. I'm Art Markman.
I'm Bob Duke.
I'm Rebecca McEnroy, and this is Two Guys on Your Head. Today, effective mentorship.
And so I have a new book coming out. It's called Bring Your Brain to Work. And I talk a little bit about the concept of mentorship. One of the reasons why mentoring programs at so many companies fail is because what they do is, as soon as somebody gets hired, they assign them a mentor who doesn't know them, doesn't know what they need, doesn't know what they care about, and they go out and they have a cup of coffee, and they have a very pleasant conversation and never speak again. But you ask the person, do you have a mentor? And they say yes. And you ask the mentor, do you have a mentee? And they say yes. But it's utterly ineffective.
Yeah.
Instead, what you need to do in companies is to empower people to seek out the mentors that they need to learn things that they need to learn. And companies need to create a culture in which that kind of mentorship is commonplace. And the best way to do that is when a new employee gets hired, rather than taking them out for a cup of coffee and saying, I'm your mentor, which says, we all here know so much more about life than you do, so we're just going to force feed this to you. Instead, get to know somebody and find some skill they have that you think is cool. Take them out for coffee and say, I notice you're really good at social media or whatever it is. This is something I've been thinking about learning more about. Could you tell me some of the things that you do that make you that effective? And basically demonstrate that from the top down, everyone looks around the organization and finds people who know stuff and then takes them out to find out what they know and to learn from them. And what that does is to create a culture in which you seek out the advice that you need and everyone admits, here's this thing that I don't know how to do that I think you know how to do, and we're going to learn from each other.
There's something you said about top down. Like,
yeah.
I think there's also like mentoring up, right?
Yeah. Well, you can mentor up, but again, you mentor up by when you're asked. You do not give unsolicited advice upward either, because that relates to the dreaded Dunning-Kruger effect.
Tell us more about this, Art Markman, a wise one.
We've talked a little bit about the Dunning-Kruger effect before, and the idea behind this is that everyone, it tends to be overconfident in their abilities. But the people who are most overconfident in their abilities are the ones who are the worst performers in that area. Because the less you know about how to do something, the easier you think it must be. How hard could it be to do this? Because you don't understand the complexity of the domain. So this is the Dunning-Kruger effect. So here's the problem with mentoring upward. When you first get to the organization, you think, these people, they have no idea what they're doing. They're running this organization in completely the wrong way. Now, you might be right, but it's also possible that things are a little bit more complicated than you think it is. Everybody else's job seems easier because you don't see all of the moving parts that have to be taken into account. And in fact, in a good organization, the lowest level employees are shielded from some of that complexity because they have jobs to do that don't require them to wrap their head around everything that's required to make the place run. They can be introduced to that slowly over time. So do not walk into a new job and immediately start trying to tell everybody how to do what they're doing better until you actually understand the complexity of what it is that organization does.
That is multifaceted.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
absolutely.
What I refer to as the confidence to knowledge ratio.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you walk into an organization for the first time, you are looking at it with fresh eyes. And that is a blessing and a curse. The blessing is you often see things that people are doing that have really faded into the background from an attentional standpoint for most people. And so noticing things that other people now take for granted can be a benefit because it can lead people to question why in the world are we still doing this particular thing. But on the downside, because you're seeing it with fresh eyes, you also don't understand any of the history behind how the organization came to do things in that way. And one of the things we know about change in organizations is that the procedures that are currently in place in any organization are there in part to keep the demons at bay. And so when you make a change in a significant process in an organization, you may fix a perceived problem created by the current procedures while releasing the kraken in the process.
And all this has to do with, I mean, there's a common theme through all of this, and it's knowing what the heck you're talking about. I think most of the time, because human beings are generally confident, and sometimes we're way more confident than we have any reason to be, and we want to share. So I'm really confident, and I want to share. And I've looked at the situation for 5 minutes, and here's what I think we should do. And, you know,
it should be obvious.
It should be obvious to anybody. But one of the things that I think genuinely helpful people do is they try to learn more about, as Art's alluding to, learn more about the history of how things came to be. Because now you're much better able to at least imagine some of the various forces that are pushing things in one direction or another before you say, I see this, it's bad, let's just change this, right? Because, of course, yes, that may be true, and it may be something that needs to be changed, but it doesn't. Most things don't exist in isolation, right? They're part of a structure that has a web of effects. So you change one thing, it changes other things that you didn't even anticipate would be changed. So I think the learning more about the way things work and how things came to be, it at least give you a chance as a new employee, a new member of a team, of contributing something meaningful.
Next week, we'll talk about when to say thank you with Dr. Art Markman and Dr. Bob Duke. And just to let you know, Art Markman will be at Book People at 7 o'clock Thursday, June 13th to launch his new book, Bring Your Brain to Work, Using Cognitive Science to Get a Job, Do It Well, and Advance Your Career. You can find details on that event at bookpeople.com. David Alvarez is our engineer, and I'm Rebecca McEnroy, and I produce Two Guys on Your Head at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas.